Betty Dahm is a Dutch journalist who's based in Kabul and has been outside the hotel since the attack began. She spoke to me from there this morning. Betty Dahm, we've seen footage of the entire top of the hotel in flames. What is the situation there now?
Well, the situation is that I'm standing in front of the hotel. The fire is not that much anymore. There's a lot of smoke coming out of the hotel. But in the meantime, like 2 minutes ago, firing started again. So we don't know. We are a bit careful to be that close, also for our own safety.
So when you say the firing started again, coming from the hotel?
Yes, it's definitely coming from the hotel, yeah, going back and forth.
And so what sort of security forces are outside the hotel at the moment firing back?
We don't know, actually. I mean, the hotel, I'm standing in front of the hotel. The firing was in the back of the hotel. So I can't see it now. Who were they and who were firing? I know ISAF is here, and I know that the Afghan security forces are here. But I don't know how many insurgents are still alive. ISAF killed six of them on the roof when the six suiciders went up on the roof after 3 hours of fighting and started shooting at the helicopters. And then the helicopter was fired back, and that was actually for ISAF the final hit of the suiciders. But now firing started again.
Now the Kabul police chief says his officers did manage to go through the hotel room by room. Are you able to tell us what they found?
Well, no, that's what the Ministry of Interior told us as well. And actually, he told us that they are still going through, going room by room. And he didn't want to say how many people got killed. Maybe he was also a little bit ashamed of what happened this night in Kabul with the 4.5-hour attack, and which was the first in years here in Kabul. But we heard 10 people got killed. The Taliban say it's 50. So we have to wait and see.
So the Taliban is saying 50, 5-0.
Yes, the Taliban claimed 50, and we heard here 10 people got killed, and the Minister of Interior said, I don't want to say anything about it now, let's wait and see.
And the Taliban has claimed responsibility for this. Are you getting any more intelligence on the reason for the attack?
No, actually not. What we know is that for tomorrow they planned a conference in this hotel where the subject was about transition. And that means, you know, the Americans or ISAF who wants to leave and want the Afghan forces to take over. On the street here, they think that that might have been the reason for this huge attack.
We're also hearing that there are talks scheduled between the US, Pakistan, Afghan authorities and the Taliban. Are you hearing anything about that?
Well, in relation to this attack, I didn't make a connection yet. I know that the people warned me here in Kabul not to go around that much because of these talks and because of the sensitivity of it and because of, you know, people who want to disturb these talks. But I don't see any connection yet with this attack.
So now just going back to the situation there at the hotel, are ambulances are able to get in there yet?
Well, yes. They were searched, and we were also a little bit afraid of who were in these ambulances because sometimes they use this for suiciders, but they were let through, yeah, like 10 of them.
So if there are 10 ambulances going in, does that give you an indication that the death toll could be higher than the 10 that you've heard from the officials there?
Well, you know, I was standing here for 4.5 hours and the firing was quite heavy and was going on. So, yeah, I would say there are casualties. I mean, they say 10, maybe more. It's difficult for me to say.
How hard is it for you to be able to walk around there? Are you being harassed?
Well, for me, I mean, it was a bit tense, yes, because the police was pointing their guns on me several times, even 5 minutes ago. So they were very nervous, and they were also very surprised, I think, for what was going on here in an area that was supposed to be rather safe.
Yes, is there any information yet on how the attackers managed to breach the security at that hotel?
Well, we had attacks before on hotels where internationals used to stay. This will change a lot for the Intercontinental. I was here 2 days ago for a normal meeting. There were 3 or 4 checkpoints to go before you could enter the hotel. It was a tight security. I don't know what will happen now. I think the internationals will not go back soon and will not trust the place here anymore.
And that's Kabul-based journalist Betty Dahm speaking to me from the scene there. Shortly after we spoke, Betty informed us that guests had begun emerging from the hotel. I spoke to her again just after she spoke to some of them.
Well, I just talked to some of them, and they are really in shock. And there's dust on their clothes everywhere. They were trying to hide on the floor, they were put in the basement when the helicopters came and attacked the hotel from the roof. One is a crew of a local airline here. They are from Turkey, and now I'm talking to a PhD student who came here only for 4 days to study the history of Afghanistan. And he says, come on and sit next to the police car because I don't think it's done. There are more suicides. They didn't count them. I am so afraid. Please, please go away here. It's not fine here. It's not safe.
So he's saying that there are more attackers still at large inside the hotel.
He doesn't understand why it is safe now, because 1 hour ago, as I told you, it seemed to be under control, and then the firing started again. Even 10 minutes ago, there was firing heard here. So he has a point.
And what has he told you about what happened at the time that the hotel first came under attack? Where was he?
They were on the third floor, actually. And from what they told me is that they came in via the main entrance and blew themselves up. They tried to hide for hours in their room and locked the door, but heard the people running through the hotel, looking and shooting each other. And then at some point, after 4 hours, they said they were evacuated to the basement of the hotel, and then the firing from the helicopter started on the roof.
Who evacuated them to the basement? Do you know?
I don't know yet. They are really emotional. They are crying. They are not really, you know, having all things together yet.
And did he say that everyone who was alive in the hotel is now out, or did he just manage to escape?
No, I don't get that. They are also a bit confused because actually I'm standing here with 15 guests from the Intercontinental, and we wonder where the others are now. They just walked out of the hotel. It's on a mountain. They just didn't even take the normal road, but climbed through the mountains, through the trees down where I am now. So we don't know where they are. It's a bit uncoordinated here, let's say that. I mean, there's no service at all. The Turkish guys got picked up by their embassy, but the others here are waiting and calling local taxis to go to another hotel.
So you're saying there's no sense of security there, of police actually looking after these people?
No, not at all. They are just like free birds here walking around, and that's a bit amazing.
Now, have they told you anything about the number of people that they saw shot or injured in the hotel?
The Turkish crew of the local airline told me that they saw at least 10 people laying on the ground. For the rest, they saw brains, legs, arms in the hall of the hotel. They say 10 people, civilians, got killed, and one of the Turkish guys told me that 15 police have been killed. We have to get confirmation on this.
Did he tell you whether the deaths came from the suicide bomb or whether it's likely that the gunman had gone, in fact, room to room to shoot people?
We don't know yet. As far as I could get this, what he saw in the hallway was a result of an explosion of the suiciders with the limbs of the bodies lying around. That's what I can tell you now. For the rest, we have to find out. It just came out of the hotel.
And that's Kabul-based journalist Betty Dahm speaking to me from just outside the Intercontinental Hotel there in Kabul.